no play was possible for the second consecutive day on Sunday in the second test between India and Bangladesh due to an overly soggy outfield at Green Park Stadium. Overnight rain delayed the start, but even as the sun blazed down around 2 p.m., with the ground looking dry and inviting, officials made the bold decision to cancel play. Nearly 8 sessions have been sacrificed to the whims of the weather, turning this final match of the two-game series into a spectacular washout. Naturally, the effectiveness of the venue's drainage system is now under scrutiny. There is nothing we can do about the rain. We understand that we have no control over the weather, can't comment anything on what the days ahead look like, a city-based pitch curator told Midday over phone, when asked about the prospect of India building indoor cricket stadiums to prevent rain from interfering with matches. He said, "I think it's far-fetched. Yes, you can argue that it has still never been in consideration and why. Indoor stadiums could actually be a game-changer. Look how Australia built theirs, Docklands Stadium. But it is easier said than done. Our stadiums are mostly not uniformly built, unlike the new ones. The maintenance will be very high, you can imagine the cost of the stadium alone, then comes growing artificial grass, lights are to be designed to accommodate lower heights. There are many other factors too. But I do believe there will come a time when indoors will be looked as a more convenient option for many cricket boards, in a world where climate unpredictability reigns supreme, with unseasonal rains and blistering heat waves becoming the norm. Why not take a leap into the future and invest in an indoor cricket stadium? The possibilities could be too many. Matches could start at 12 noon during the sweltering heat of April and May, and teams could even play during the monsoon season in July and August without a worry in the world, and gone would be the days of weather-related interruptions. We could potentially host 3 IPL games in a single day, along with ODIs and even test matches throughout the year. And but in an era of increasingly erratic weather patterns, such a facility might not be as far-fetched as it seems. We might just be on the brink of a revolution in how cricket is played in India. Moreover, an indoor stadium wouldn't just serve as a cricket haven, it could double as a versatile venue for other sports like football. If built in a metropolitan area, this facility could be buzzing year-round, hosting an array of events that keep the revenue flowing. Surprisingly, the concept of an indoor cricket stadium has never really taken off in India. With the BCCI's resources, now is the perfect time to explore this innovative idea. Some of India's older cricket venues are still stuck in a bygone era, waiting for a much-deserved facelift. While Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai, Chepauk Stadium in Chennai, and Eden Gardens in Kolkata have been recently renovated to some extent, others like M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru, built back in the Andreles Quo 70s, are in dire need of modernization. This centrally located gem often finds itself at the mercy of rain, turning matches into unpredictable affairs. Why not replace this aging structure with an indoor cricket stadium? Such a venue could serve multiple purposes, sporting events, and yes, cricket matches, all while remaining unaffected by the capricious weather. This is a golden opportunity to rethink how we approach cricket infrastructure in the country. Of course, one might argue that such a project could be prohibitively expensive. But let's not forget, the BCCI has the funds to make this happen. And if we're talking about investing in the future of cricket in India, what could be a better legacy than providing a facility that can withstand the unpredictable whims of nature? Moreover, in a country where cricket is akin to a religion, the BCCI has a unique opportunity to lead the way in innovation. Imagine other sports governing bodies looking to the BCCI as a model for how to adapt to changing conditions and modernize their infrastructure. Sure, there may be logistical challenges to consider, but why not champion an idea that could redefine cricket in India for generations to come? Disclaimer: the views expressed here are the author's personal views, and do not represent the views of Midday.